This week, the Department of Homeland Security ended temporary protected status, or TPS, for about 200,000 Salvadorans living and working in the U.S. They were originally granted that status in 2001 following a major earthquake in their home country. The protection will end in September of 2019. One option Salvadorans may explore, seeking asylum in Canada. They'd be following thousands of others that have crossed into Canada seeking refugee protections through a legal loophole. Many have crossed in upstate New York. On the Quebec side, they're met by police, who warn them they'll be arrested.
Français, anglais?
English.
English?
English.
This is Canada, right? If you cross the line here, you'll be arrested for illegal entry. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yes.
That was the scene a few months ago at Roxham Road in upstate New York, recorded by reporter Lauren Madelon. Once they're in Canada, migrants are released and can stay and work while their refugee claim is decided, which can take years. For more on another possible wave of migration to Quebec and what that could mean for the province, I'm joined by Eric Taifau, an immigration legal aid attorney in Montreal. Eric, welcome.
Hello there.
So a few months back, a similar protected status for Haitians in the U.S. ended, which sent many across the border into Canada. Do you expect another wave of asylum seekers coming to Quebec? And in your view, is the province prepared for that?
Well, the first part of your question I would answer as yes, because no matter which way you look at it, even if only a fraction, say even if only 5%, of those people come to make asylum claims, it's still going to be around 10,000 people, which is more than the spike that we had in the month of August with the Haitian cases you were mentioning. So yes, we're expecting a hike again. We just don't know how it's going to happen. You know, is everybody going to come at the same time? Is it going to be something more gradual? For that, we have no idea. For the second part of your question, I think this time we'll be ready. The last time in August, everybody was a bit taken by surprise. But now, I mean, I know the Canadian government and American government are speaking, trying to collaborate as best as they can to exchange information on the situation. And we have infrastructure that is ready, which wasn't the case last time.
So you have infrastructure in place. But at the same time, I was reading a report in the Washington Post that some Canadian officials are trying to sort of downplay Canada as an option for Salvadorans. Is that right?
Yeah, well, downplaying, I don't know what they're saying exactly when they go and give their conferences. I know that, for instance, we had a Creole-speaking MP went to speak to the Haitian community, and we have a Spanish-speaking MP who is going or has already went. What's important to note here is that many might be tempted to make refugee claims, but what they have to make sure of before they come here and make that claim is that it's the logical thing to do, because there are very specific criteria to become a refugee. And if you come here and make a refugee claim and you don't qualify and get refused, they're not going to be sent back to the United States. They're going to be sent back to El Salvador or whatever other country of citizenship they are from. So there are other options in some cases. For many of them, maybe it's going to be filing for humanitarian reasons to obtain permanent residence or a sponsorship because they have Canadian family members or maybe even skilled worker applications. For some of them, it's not going to be a refugee claim that will be the best vehicle, so they have to check on that before they come here.
Well, meanwhile, there have been thousands of backlogged cases of specifically refugee claims in Canada. And from your work, are you and other lawyers able to keep up with assisting the people that need to go before an immigration board to ask for asylum?
Well, of course, there's just so many cases a lawyer can take. So, I mean, we're in a situation where we don't have the official numbers yet, but I have a feeling that a lot of people will not be represented because there's just not enough counsels available. And, of course, if the Salvadorians or Hondurans come or any other community that the TPS might be revoked for, it's going to be difficult to find counsels for everybody.
And so what does that mean for those that are seeking asylum? Where does that leave them?
You mean the people that are already here?
Yeah.
Well, right now we're in a situation where, of course, well, there's not enough counsels, but there's also not enough judges. So the Immigration Refugee Board members are not able to process all the claims at the same time. So right now we're looking at delays that are a bit hard to evaluate, but we're looking at several months, if not years, of delays. So at the same time, if a person comes and claims refugee status and doesn't find a counsel immediately, it means they'll have time to find somebody in the long run. The system can absorb the number of claims. It's just that people will have to be patient. I mean, in the meantime, they'll be able to apply for a work permit. So it's not going to be so bad.
Well, meanwhile, some residents of Quebec are opposed to allowing more refugees or other migrants into the province. Has that opposition grown louder in recent months?
No, I wouldn't say that. We've been hearing a few echoes here and there, but it's nothing very loud or nothing very organized. It's been like that for a few years or maybe even decades. I mean, I don't think it's anything new. What we need to understand, I think, mostly is that whether you want people to come in or not is not the question. People are going to come in whether you want them to or not. So once you're in front of that situation, you have to react to that. And I mean, we're not going to detain everybody. We're not going to be able to deport everybody at the same time. So we might as well accept the phenomenon and cope with it as best we can.
Eric Taifar is an immigration lawyer in Montreal. Eric, thanks for speaking with me.
My pleasure.